Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Good Things, Recipes, and Rituals to Share with People. You Love is a cookbook by Saman Nasrat, the chef and teacher known for salt, fat, acid, heat. Rather than presenting recipes as isolated instructions, the book frames cooking as a generous practice rooted in care, attention, and togetherness. It offers more than 125 recipes. Nasrat returns to when cooking for herself and for the people in her life, aiming for food that is comforting, flavorful, and worth repeating. The structure is intentionally personal, with chapters shaped by themes and habits of cooking and hosting instead of strict culinary categories, alongside the recipes. Nasrat includes practical guidance meant to build confidence in home cooks, from ingredient shopping sensibilities to technique notes that help everyday dishes taste more alive. The overall purpose is both useful and reflective to help readers cook reliably delicious food, and to reinforce the idea that shared meals can become sustaining rituals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cooking as ritual, not just production. A central idea in Good Things is that cooking matters because it is a way of showing up for other people. Nasrat treats meals as rituals that repeat across weeks and years, gaining meaning through the relationships they support. That perspective changes how a reader approaches a recipe. The goal is not simply to execute steps correctly, but to create a moment of communion through food. Whether that is a quiet weeknight dinner, a potluck contribution, or a dish made to comfort someone. The book also emphasizes the continuity of cooking knowledge, pointing out how recipes endure because they are passed along through families, neighbors, friends, and communities, including modern channels such as the internet. This framing makes the cookbook feel less like a performance manual and more like a set of tools for building a life with other people. In practice, the ritual lens encourages readers to choose recipes that fit real circumstances, to repeat favorites until they become second nature, and to value small acts of care such as setting the table, saving leftovers for someone, or bringing a simple dish to share. Secondly, a thematic structure designed for real-life cooking, Nasrat does not organize the book like a traditional cookbook that separates recipes into rigid sections such as appetizers, mains, and desserts. Instead, the organization follows themes and habits that mirror how people actually cook and host. This approach supports a more intuitive style of use. Readers can open the book based on what they need for a specific moment, such as something to dress a salad, something to anchor a meal, or something that suits a particular gathering. The structure also reinforces the book's larger message that cooking is personal and contextual. A chapter might highlight a set of related building blocks, or present a cluster of recipes that reflect a specific kind of ritual in Nasrat's life. For adventurous home cooks, this organization can be freeing because it invites mixing and matching, rather than following a predetermined menu template. It also encourages repetition and adaptation, since thematic groupings naturally suggest variations and alternate uses. The result is a cookbook that functions like a companion in the kitchen. It helps the reader think in terms of patterns, combinations, and moments of sharing, not only in terms of courses. Thirdly, meticulously tested recipes that prioritize flavor and comfort. Good Things is built around more than 25 recipes described as carefully tested and focused on bold, satisfying flavor. The emphasis on flavor-forward cooking is consistent with Nasrat's broader reputation as a teacher who wants home cooks to understand why food tastes good, not just how to follow instructions. At the same time, the book leans into comfort and nourishment, offering dishes intended to feel sustaining and generous, particularly when cooked for friends and family. Review coverage often notes the warmth of the writing and the inviting tone, which supports the practical goal of helping readers cook with confidence. The recipes are positioned as foods. Nasrat genuinely cooks, suggesting a collection shaped by use rather than novelty. That orientation tends to appeal to readers who want a book of repeatable favorites as much as they want inspiration. While the book is more recipe-centered than salt, fat, acid, heat, it still carries a teaching sensibility through clear guidance and an attention to the small choices that elevate results. The overall promise is reliability recipes that work, that reward effort, and that translate well into shared meals. Fourthly, kitchen wisdom that strengthens technique and judgment. Beyond the recipes, Nasrat includes practical lessons aimed at improving a cook's everyday decision-making. This kind of guidance addresses a common gap in home cooking, where the difference between decent and excellent often comes from small judgments about ingredients and methods. The book highlights examples such as how to buy olive oil by checking the harvest date, a simple habit that can significantly affect flavor. It also discusses when to splurge on ingredients, with the idea that certain high-impact areas, such as salad dressings, are worth using your best components. In addition, Nasrat points to smart uses for kitchen tools, including a pressure cooker, framing equipment not as a requirement but as a way to make specific tasks easier and more consistent. This layer of instruction supports the book's stated audience of adventurous home cooks who want both inspiration and a firm foundation. Rather than turning the cookbook into a technical textbook, the tips are integrated as lived experience and kitchen common sense. The effect is to help readers become more confident and flexible, better able to improve taste and texture even when they are improvising. Lastly, a bridge between teaching and hospitality, Good Things stands out by combining the voice of a careful teacher with the spirit of a welcoming host. Noserat is widely known for explaining fundamentals in an encouraging way, and this book applies that skill to the everyday situations where hospitality happens. The focus on sharing time and attention makes the cookbook as much about how to be with people as it is about what to cook, that can reshape a reader's priorities, choosing recipes that scale, planning food that can be made ahead, and building a meal from adaptable components such as dressings, sauces, breads, and staple preparations that support many different plates. Reviews and profiles have described the book as a meditation on why we cook, suggesting that the emotional dimension is not decorative but structural. Importantly, the hospitality theme does not require elaborate entertaining. It validates small acts, like making something delicious for yourself, then expanding that habit outward to friends, family, or neighbors, in a crowded cookbook landscape. This blend of practicality, warmth, and intentionality helps the book feel like guidance for a cooking life, not merely a collection of individual dishes. In conclusion, Good Things is best suited to home cooks who want recipes they will actually repeat, and who also want a cookbook that respects the emotional reasons people cook. Readers who love Noserat's teaching style in salt, fat, acid, heat will find the same clarity and care here, but in a format that is more straightforwardly recipe-driven. The practical benefits are immediate: a large set of tested recipes built for flavor, plus concrete tips that sharpen judgment about ingredients, tools, and small technique choices that raise quality. The intellectual benefit is quieter but lasting because the book argues that cooking is a form of attention and connection, and that meals can become stabilizing rituals in a busy life. Compared with many contemporary cookbooks that focus on trends or highly curated aesthetics, Good Things positions itself as both useful and humane. Its thematic organization encourages flexible meal building and makes it easier to cook for real occasions rather than idealized ones. What ultimately distinguishes it is the combination of precision and generosity, a cookbook that teaches without lecturing, and that treats feeding people as a meaningful craft. If you would like to support Saman Noserat, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.